In Nome, people keep warm in a variety of ways. They collect driftwood along the beach in the summer months, and heating fuel arrives by barge in the summer and fall. In 2012, an early storm prevented an oil tanker from making that delivery. But as the Bering Strait becomes more accessible, the mayor of Nome says there's an upside to less sea ice. Reporter Elizabeth Jenkins stopped by Richard Benneville's house to hear more as part of the Cost of Cold series from Alaska's Energy Desk. He spends $250 heating his house every month of the year with diesel.
And my house that I rent, my little house that we're in right now, my little nest, is heated by two monitors or Toyo stoves or something. But I took a $250 increase per month when I took the place. I choose not to supply my own fuel. I'm a lazy renter, you know, and I'm not good at those sort of things. You know, I can't change my own oil. That's why I go to a mechanic. All of our fuel comes in during the summer. So aviation, heating fuel, unleaded, all of that comes in during the summer months. We haven't had in the last 10 years, we've had 30 below a couple of times. Although you're looking out there today, you'd never know it. But the ice that's formed out there is about a foot less thick than it used to be 25 years ago. Water temperature's up, so it's here. What is happening with the Bering Strait is a precursor of the future, which is more transportation, more goods coming across both Northeast and Northwest passages, which will, from my mouth to God's ears, mean less cost for us on a lot of these things, like heating fuel and milk. So that's the future. Hello, Central. But the problem being here, ocean levels rising, villages that have to move, you know, it's without consequences. That's my kitty cat, who wants to be heard from. It's a happy cat. He's warm. He's toasty. Are you upstaging me, you little noom? Huh? I've been recently thinking of buying a place. But why do I want to buy? I'm 73 years old. I've never owned a home. You know, so many Americans have, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in mortgages and debts and all of that. Well, I don't have any. Which I guess is a good thing if you look at it another way. I'm happy, and I have an ocean view.
The Cost of Cold is a series from Alaska's Energy Desk about how Alaskans around the state heat their homes.